Every Tuesday night, we bring you, of course, our little segment on financial health, and we try to back it up with a segment on your physical health. And we do regularly speak with one of the great professionals from the Sydney Adventist Hospital, the SAN, as it's known, harnessing the latest scientific advancements in health while giving you the attention, respect, and care you deserve. They say it's the whole person healthcare. This week, this is an interesting one because we're talking about how you deal with cancer, and this is advanced cancer. It's a dreadful, dreadful thing. 2 in 5 Australians will be diagnosed with cancer before they turn 85. The treatments can be really, really difficult, particularly chemotherapy. There are new ways to do this being developed all the time, and for particular cancers, particularly in the colorectal area, the gastro cancers, they've got this new way of dealing with it. It's called intraperitoneal aerosol chemotherapy. It's PIPAC. It's quite a revolutionary way of doing all of this. Associate Professor Craig Lynch is the robotic and colorectal surgeon at the SAN. I spoke with him about this earlier today.
Hi, John. Nice to talk with you.
All right. Now, it's called PPAC for short, P-I-P-A-C.
That's right.
Obviously, it's a new way of doing this. Can you tell us lay people what you do and how it works?
Well, what it's all about is delivering chemotherapy into the abdominal cavity. And we do that with a laparoscopy where we blow up the abdomen and then use small ports to get into the abdominal cavity. And we spray in an aerosol of chemotherapy. And we particularly use that in this case because when patients have a gastric or a colorectal cancer that's spread from the bowel into the peritoneal cavity, it's really hard to get at it with intravenous chemotherapy because the peritoneum sort of protects the cancer. So this is another way of getting some chemotherapy into that area and treating those cancers.
So with the chemotherapy, the conventional chemotherapy, as you say, intravenous, so you consume it and then it goes through the system. Mm. And so this is a much more targeted way of doing it.
Mm, that's right. We spray it on directly. And because it's an aerosol, it gets everywhere in the peritoneal cavity. And we think that means we can get better coverage. But also because laparoscopy is done with a bit of pressure, that helps the chemotherapy to soak into the tumour cells and gives us more of an effect.
And so just broadly, we're talking about cancers in the bowel area, in the gastric area there. Just are there specific numbers we can talk about here?
Well, there's probably about 10% of people who get peritoneal involvement when they have a cancer like this.
Yep.
And if it's a very low volume, then we can often operate to take all that out and then wash the area with chemotherapy, and that's called HIPEC. But if there's a high volume of disease, then that doesn't really work. And then the only other option for those patients is intravenous chemotherapy, and that's not really a cure. So the same with PIPAC is that it's really a palliative therapy.
Yep.
But does have good results in controlling the disease for a reasonable time.
Yeah, and can it be used in other areas, or is it just in this area at the moment?
Oh, there's been some work in the chest dealing with mesothelioma and things where we can spray aerosol around the lung, but that's still pretty experimental as well.
Yeah, and as you're saying there, it's more palliative, so this isn't something that's going to reduce or perhaps eliminate the cancer. It's about controlling its spread.
Most of the patients we would do this on are patients who have already failed intravenous chemo and they've got too much disease for surgery. But what we think with PIPAC is that we can extend their quality of life and hopefully get them to a little bit longer, because by directly targeting the disease, it tends to freeze its growth, which means that it just sort of sits there, doesn't really go away, but it stops growing as rapidly, yeah. which is something.
And am I right? Because if you're taking it intravenously, these are pretty powerful. I mean, chemo, by definition, it's pretty powerful stuff that's going in there, that it does have an effect on the rest of your body, but by targeting it mightn't have that effect?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, because we can spray it directly on the tumour and because it's under pressure, the dose of chemotherapy we use is only about 10% of a normal intravenous dose. So between doses, it means that the patient hasn't got the same chemotherapy effects that they might get from standard intravenous therapy.
Yeah. The question then, how often would you need to do it, or how often does it happen?
We normally do it every 6 to 8 weeks is the normal plan. And because we go back to look every 6 to 8 weeks to do the therapy, we get a good idea of how the tumour is responding and if we're having an effect. Patients normally have a night in hospital and go home the next day, and we see them again in 6 to 8 weeks for another go.
How long have you been doing this?
It's been in Australia about 5 or 6 years.
Yep.
It's been at the SAN 2 years.
Yeah.
And we're really lucky at the SAN. We got some money, a grant from the Charles Woman Foundation to start up and get it going. And that's been fantastic to have it going at the SAN.
So you've been able to see some results over that period of time that satisfied you that it really does work.
We've treated a few patients for quite a while now, and it's done really well.
I guess this is more in the area of speculation, but we've seen situations such as with treatments for melanoma being potentially used for brain cancer. When you talk about this and you say it's been used, in a very tentative way in the chest, are these kinds of things the sort of stuff that can then help other treatments for cancer as well?
Well, I guess PIPAC's a delivery device in terms of we can deliver it into the peritoneal cavity. But if we have the right drugs, other peritoneal cancers, like
yes.
ovarian and other things,
yep.
certainly it might have a role. And there's been a lot of work looking at more targeted drugs that we can spray in there, like aerosolize in there, which could actually give us some good results for other cancers.
I always ask this question when I talk to people in your field. You've been doing it, I assume, for a long time. Has there been a lot of progress in, if you think back to when you started, you're having to tell people there wasn't much you could do these days? You've got a much bigger suite of things you can help them with?
Oh, absolutely. I've been dealing with peritoneal cancer now for about 20 years. And certainly the way we manage it is very different. And we see some encouraging results, which is great for people.
Yeah, it's still wicked though, isn't it? It's a good. I mean, it's probably you think of all the words you could use to describe cancer. It's very frustrating, isn't it?
Well, when tumours from the stomach or the bowel spread to the peritoneal cavity, it's pretty tough to fix, and sometimes it means big surgery. And that's why an option like PIPAC is quite good because it's not so invasive for the patient and can give them good quality of life.
And again, this is fairly sophisticated surgery that you go in using a robotic method to get to do this and to get in there and to spray those areas.
Oh no, I'm afraid we don't need a robot for this.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, we just use a laparoscope for this.
Okay.
So keyhole surgery, so small incisions, and you know, it means the patient recovers very quickly.
Yeah, so they're in and out pretty quickly. So they're not, because one of the things with people dealing with cancer is that the treatment can be such a burden. This doesn't sound like it's a huge burden.
Well, that's part of the aim, is to try and give a good effect to the cancer without knocking people around too much and maintaining their quality of life.
All right. Craig Lynch, thank you so much for your time.
Great stuff. Thanks, John. Cheers.
Yeah, there he is, Associate Professor Craig Lynch. He's from the SAN, and I just love hearing those stories, and this is one where they're finding a better way to deal with essentially palliative care, but it would be providing a lot of comfort for people going through very difficult circumstances. 10 minutes to 10.